Hallelujah. Good morning, Father God. Thank you for your leading, for your inspiration, and speaking clearly here now with understanding, Father God, to wake up the body of Christ, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. It's Psalm 108, verses 5 and 6.
Lord God, be exalted as you soar throughout the heavens. May your shining glory be seen high above all the earth. Come to your beloved ones and gently draw us out. Answer our prayer for your saving help. Come with your might and strength, for we need you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Look at the sequence here, guys. You know, God has got to be exalted, and he wants to be exalted. He's all over, all knowing, all power. But how is he going to be exalted? He's exalted in coming, in revealing himself. Parousia is the word. And how is he revealed? Why does he come? It's because we pray and we seek him. You know, and this is so attacked, guys. This whole understanding of Jesus revealing himself, manifesting himself, is put off. One day Jesus is coming. In Afrikaans, die weer komt. You don't speak about him, I come. You say, I come weer. Yeah. And what is happening? The devil is not sitting, one day the devil is going to be. The devil is around, lying, making pincushions of people, deceiving all over. Why? Because the believers have taken hold of deception, and they are not drawing close to their God. Their God is near. We come to him. We get born again. We come day by day, and he reveals. He comes and reveals new life to us so that he can be exalted in our thinking and in our experience and in the thinking and experience of our children, our neighborhood, our nation. And guys, so we've got to take hold of this. The devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. He is very active. But so many of the body has been standing back because they're waiting one day for Jesus to come. In John 10:10, you've got both these scriptures. And the answer to the devil coming to lie, steal, kill, and destroy is Jesus comes to give life and life in abundance. You got another beautiful picture of why this is not happening is in John 14. He says, he speaks to his disciples. He says, I won't leave you as orphans, but I will come to you, you know. And then the disciples say, well, how will you come to us and not to the world? And then he says, why? He says, because you will love my word, and I will come and make my home with you. Jesus also says another beautiful thing here about this, confirming this about the not taking hold of the word and putting things off and falling for the deception that the evil one has brought into this world, is where Jesus says, if you are ashamed of me and my words, I won't come in the glory of the Father, the glory of the Son, and the glory of the angels. And there again. So, guys, hold fast to the word and start seeing the word come, is reveal, open himself up. He parousia, he reveals himself. And so when you seek him, he's not a one-day pie in the sky. He's a reality. Amen? You don't try bring him down from heaven or raise him up from the hell. The word is near you. Amen? The word comes to you. And then that which the word says to you and promised you, he watches over and he comes. And what is that taking place? Jesus is coming in the glory of his Father, in the glory of the angels, and in his own glory. That's the reality. Kingdom has come. Everything has been done. It's time for the saints, the brothers and sisters in Christ, to arise and shine. Is because the Lord is here, and the Lord wants to come and crush all this darkness under our feet. So be babes to evil, this evil deception and eschatologies that put things off. Take hold of your God every day, every hour, every second, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord, for giving us the desire and the power to draw near to you, to make us hungry for your word so that we can get to know you better and experience you better. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.